It's the Pirates Week for October 12th, 2008. Well, I am Ragnar Dansjod, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a podcast dedicated to the shortwave listening, pirate listening hobby. Hey, gonna be an interesting show this week. I have no pirates in the news for you this week, and a damn few relevant forum postings on the internet. Stations log per the Free Radio Weekly, of course, and pirate news from around the blogosphere. We have a whole bunch of off-air recordings to round out the show. A couple closing thoughts from me. It's a content-light show. What can I say?
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansjod.
Okay, well, like I said, not a lot of content this week, but hey, I got a lot of bumpers and IDs to distract you with, so let's move along. I got a couple announcements right off the bat. Hey, WBCQ, you know, the big station WBCQ, very pirate-friendly on shortwave, they have moved their web stream. Larry Will, over the last couple months, has taken over the reins of the web presence over there at WBCQ, kind of redesigning the site, redesigning the forums, and they got a really nice web stream now for their off their board, and he has moved the web stream effective immediately, and he's also pleased to announce that the WBCQ console's webcast has improved to provide a higher quality audio from the station. So if you can't catch him off the ionosphere bounds, you can always go on over to their webcast, and he's got it posted on the site there, WBCQ.com. I'll also link to it in the show notes. It's the new console cast is www.splatterbox.us.7415/listen. Like I said, links you could put into your whatever you listen to web streaming radio with, and take WBCQ right off the internet. Hey, I got a, moving along, I got a lot of good feedback from the new Pat Murphy page on shortwavepirate.info, and I'd like to make that offer open to any and all operators out there. If you want a homepage of your own, contact me and we can work out the details. I'm not quite ready to announce the next page that is going up, but there is one being created right now, and should be available on the audio download section later this week, hopefully early in the week. It's a big archive that I got sent, and should be fun to go through. I'll mention it next week after it goes live, but should be a good one. Got a whole bunch of, not all their shows, but a whole bunch of their shows, and that'll be going up in the next couple days. Actually, it's uploading as I speak. Let's see. So, hey, if you want your own show, if you are a pirate shortwave operator and have a station, I would be honored to host your stuff on shortwavepirate.info. We'll create your own page. Just get a hold of me at piratesweek@gmail.com. That's my email address. You can always get a hold of me at. So that's all I really wanted to get into in the opening monologue. So let's get into Pirates in the News. Well, like I said in the intro there, we don't have any Pirates in the News stories, so to speak, but I do have something from the blogosphere. Undercover Radio, we talked about this last week, Undercover Radio being caught by Marcel over there in France. He's posted on his site, actually, where did I get this from? I believe I got this from Dr. Tim. Undercover Radio, well-known U.S. pirate, on last Saturday evening, once again in the 76 meter band, 3901. Undercover radio was logged at 3901 kilohertz last Saturday. Turned out not to be a North American pirate relay. It was actually being aired over in Europe and was not coming across the Atlantic like Marcel might have thought in the first place. Actually, Marcel was kind of questioning it. Wasn't sure if it was a relay or undercover coming across the pond, but apparently it was a Euro relay. And that's the only real relevant news this week coming in from the blogosphere.
Breaking the law. The FRN Forum postings.
Yeah, I told you I had enough IDs and sweeps to distract you with. Hey, taking a look over at the free radio network, frn.net/vines. Not a lot of action on the FRN this week, but I do want to thank Bill O'Reitz for his return to the airwaves with Radio Free Speech. And after a decade of silence, this last week marked Radio Free Speech's return to the airwaves. I caught it a couple times, and also the studio version copy of the show has been added to the archives over there at Shortwave Pirates, so take a look at that. Hey, also, Radio Free Speech posted, if you're catching this Pirates Week early enough, Radio Free Speech posted in the PX announcements section of the FRN that they're going to be running the grenade all weekend, but considering how bad the conditions have been, it appears only people within the first bounce have a chance of hearing it. 69:55 a.m. on the grenade, and check it out as much as you can this weekend. 67.92.5 upper sideband on and off all weekend will also be concurrent. We'll be running day and night, 24/7. Hey, they'll be running the new Radio Free Speech shows, the Radio Free Speech Returns 2008, and also the WBNY Ask a Candidate show. They'll be looping that continuously on 69:55 a.m. and sporadically on 67.92.5. And then again, hey, thanks Bill O'Reitz for the Radio Free Speech. I caught it myself several times. Hey, over at HF Underground, taking a look over there. HF Underground has, well, they've been kind of quiet over there also, though Cork does note the sad news that Berkeley Breathe has drawn Opus for the last time. And Al Phantom notes that there is a kitten-eating festival in Peru. Tasty. And from the Free Radio Weekly, well, how do you find this odd stuff, Al? That's the reason you're my personal hero, man. You find this really kitten-eating festival in Peru. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 661, covering logs from the 4th to the 10th of October, 2008, stations being heard this last week include Northwoods Radio, Radio Free Speech, Radio Jamba International, Radio Pigmeat International, and WPON, The Weapon. And QSLs being reported being received this last week include the stations of Dead Cat Radio, sent Uncle John QSL number 6, and Northwoods Radio. QSLs were received both by George Zeller and Ed Insinger. Hey, congratulations to everybody who received a QSL this week.
Hello, I'm Paul Starr of MAZ, and this is Pirates Week.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Paul. That's going to lead us right into our off-air recording section. And like I said, we got a whole bunch of off-air recordings this week. Not a lot else this week, but I do have a bunch of off-air recordings. And hey, big thanks to Sea Lord out there this week. We're going to rely on his recordings for this week's show almost exclusively. So let's... get right into it. Sea Lord down in Florida, he uses a Tintec RX340 with a east-west-east antenna. Let's get into it. He caught Bill O'Wright's Radio Free Speech this week, 6792.5 upper sideband, 2231 on October 10th. He says it was a great signal with a little bit of fade. Lots of people logged this broadcast, and hey, this is Bill O'Wright's Radio Free Speech.
That's the fourth Commander Bunny for president.
Oh, yeah.
Commander Bunny with his running mate Cracker will bring America back to its once great stature.
Oh, yeah. Commander Bunny not only has read the Constitution, he understands
that. That's right. I am honored that Commander Bunny is here in our studios today to help me kick off this historic return to pirate radio.
That's right, like
ladies and gentlemen, Radio Free Speech listeners, here right now in our studios, welcome Commander Bunny.
Hello, monkey boy. Hello, right? You've dried out enough to make a comeback to the pirate radio scene.
Thanks, Commander Bunny. It's good to have you with us here to talk about this important election.
Here's your president. I will appoint you, Bill O'Wright, to run the Voice of America, and I will make Bill O'Wright the Attorney General. Since he seems to be the only monkey that actually understands the Constitution and what it really means, will you accept my appointment, Bill O'Wright?
I am humbled. I would gladly accept the appointment of Attorney General, and I'd love to run the Voice of America.
Good. That is done. Bill O'Wright, the head of the Voice of America and the new Attorney General of the United States. The Commander Bunny administration will get things done.
Thank you, Commander Bunny. I'm thrilled and I'm honored. Thank you for being here.
We say this, monkey boy. The election is right around the corner. Time to vote for the future. You've had over 250 years of monkeys running the country. And what do you have to show for it? Joblessness, depression, recession. The monkeys running wild in the streets. Vote Commander Bunny for president on November 4th. It's time America has a hair transplant.
Thank you. Thank you, Commander Bunny. Thank you for taking time from your busy campaign schedule and making time to be on our return program to Pirate Radio. Best of luck on election day.
Thank you, monkey boy, Bill O'Wright. And vote on November 4th.
By the way, I'll need this grenade transmitter back again.
Yeah, that figures, monkey boy.
So, Commander Bunny, here on Radio Free Speech, vote November the 4th. It's Radio Free Speech.
You know, after listening to that clip several times, it sounds to me like Commander Bunny in the beginning of that clip was enjoying those platitudes just a little too much. Hey, let's continue on with Sea Lord's catch of This Is Not the BBC, 6925 upper sideband SIO 333, also on October 10th, 2230. This is a very short clip. This is not the BBC. Next up, Wolverine Radio, also recorded by Sea Lord, October 11th, 6925 upper side band, 0310, 0330. Sea Lord says he left the recorder on overnight and caught this show. It's a great signal, awesome signal, actually, with very little fading, with Wolverine Radio's usually really great audio. Take a listen to Wolverine Radio.
Here he comes!
Yeah, killer signal there from Wolverine Radio. So let's now go to Captain Morgan from Sea Lord again, the 11th of October, around 2120, 6923.9, upper sideband, SIO444. Great signal, little fade, a little bit of drift. This is Captain Morgan.
With Captain Morgan. That's right, Captain Morgan.
Well, we can't do the entire show from Sea Lord, so we'll do the last one here from Lex. He's down in Texas on his Palstar R30C. Dead Cat Radio. That's right, Dead Cat Radio, 6925 upper side band, 0030 on October 12th. Just a real short little clip with some music faded up nicely here and there, but the IDs were back in the noise. I won't blast your ears with the static, so I'll just make this one a short. It's under a minute in length. This is Dead Cat Radio, as received down in Texas.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here?
I do have one last thing for you this week. Some other radio news. Actually, Radio Intel, it's a really good website that I used to really check out on a weekly basis. It's run by Ulysses Fleming. It's been inactive for some time, but I stopped by and did see that he did a really in-depth review last month of the MTM Scientific Loop Antenna, and he says it works superbly. Hey, take a look at the site if you're interested in AM loop antennas. He's got a really good and in-depth review there. Hey, if you don't know about Radio Intel, you probably should. www.radiointel.com. It's like I said before he went inactive, it was something I stopped by on a weekly basis before doing the Pirates Week. Still has a lot of information, has a lot of reviews of radios and antennas. Take a look at it. It's by Ulysses, and a really hell of a great guy. Hey, thanks for Ulysses, and one hell of an in-depth review on the MTM Scientific Loop Antenna. Very cool. Okay, well, we're about out of here. Hey, give me a few things and I can slap a show together and almost make 30 minutes out of it. Hey, did want to throw one last shout out there to WBCQ Area 51. 5110 kilohertz is the Pirates Week is being aired on WBCQ Area 51 Sunday nights, 2300 UTC, and a big thank you out there to everybody that is involved putting that together. Definitely Larry Will and, of course, Alan Wiener. And hopefully in these hard economic times, Area 51 will keep the transmitter running. Definitely a lot of good programming, not just my show, but a whole lot of good programming over there. And I'll be dropping a couple dollars off, and maybe you can too if you want to head over to Pirate Radio 97.5. There's a PayPal button over there, and all that money that goes to that PayPal button will be going to the effort of keeping Area 51 on the air. And hey, big thanks to Larry Will out there for keeping that up and running. Well, that's about going to wrap up the show this week. What did we learn this week? Well, you know, we learned that given enough bumpers and IDs, I can slap a show together without any content. And we also learned that, Bill writes, he's still got it. And, I ain't got nothing else to say. So until next week, we'll be back with another show, hopefully with a little more content. And, as always, thanks for listening.
The Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
Thank you.